Listen closely to a woman's voice over the course of a month, and you might notice what some German scientists recently found. A woman's voice can change, and what those changes say goes well beyond words. We'll let reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro explain.
In a lot of animals, females make it abundantly clear when they're ovulating. That is, when they can get pregnant. Female cats go into heat. Female right whales produce special calls. So do some species of monkeys. But in humans, the signs aren't as obvious.
Ovulation in women is generally considered to be concealed.
It was thought to be concealed. That is, unnoticeable, says Julia Fischer. She's a researcher at the German Primate Center at Göttingen University. But Fischer and a group of international colleagues wondered whether women might give off subtle cues when they're most fertile, specifically
in their voices.
In other words, might a woman's voice change throughout her menstrual cycle? So they recruited young German women for an unusual study. Repeatedly, over one menstrual cycle, each woman recorded a series of vowel sounds like this. Meanwhile, the women had to follow a strict protocol. Every morning, they'd get up, drink a glass of water, go to the bathroom,
collect the urine, freeze it.
That's right, freeze the urine. And then a research assistant would come by to collect the frozen urine later that day. The urine helped Fischer and her team monitor the hormones and track each woman's menstrual cycle. And when they compared the hormone data to the voice recordings, they found something interesting. The pitch of the vowels got a little bit lower over the course of the month.
And it's lowest, it reaches sort of the lowest point during the timing of ovulation.
So the women's voices grew deeper when they were most fertile. Now, the shift is subtle, but it is audible. Here's one woman recorded at the beginning of her menstrual cycle and then again during ovulation. Fischer suspects the shift in pitch is due to sex hormones that cause the vocal cords to swell. And she says there may be an evolutionary explanation as well. The slight deepening of the female voice may signal to a male partner that, well, it's time to procreate. Fischer says the effect is likely subconscious, but the huskiness of the female voice at the time of ovulation may make a man more amorous. In fact, that hypothesis was supported by another recent study. Evolutionary psychologist Gordon Gallup and a colleague from the University at Albany recorded the voices of young American women through their menstrual cycles. They asked other people to rate how attractive the voices were.
What we discovered was that both men and women rated the subject's voice, the female's voice, as more attractive when they were in the fertile phase of their menstrual cycles.
So perhaps human beings aren't that different from other animals after all. Females do signal their fertility, even if it's in ways that we notice only subconsciously. But a third study has recently muddied the waters a bit. Scientists at UCLA conducted an experiment similar to the one in Germany. They asked women to read a sentence at a low fertility phase of their menstrual cycle.
Hi, I'm a student at UCLA.
And then again close to ovulation.
Hi, I'm a student at UCLA.
In this case, the women's voices went up in pitch as they became more fertile. Julia Fischer, who ran the study in Germany, says it's not clear why there's this difference with American voices going higher in pitch and German voices going lower. But she says culture might play a role.
Falling in love again.
In Germany, when women signal that it's time to make babies, they may emulate Marlene Dietrich.
What am I to do?
In America, they might copy Marilyn Monroe.
I wanna be loved by you.
For The World, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
Boop, boop, be, doop.